Well, over the years, you have heard this phrase many times on Mater Dei Radio. The family that prays together stays together. Now, there's a good reason for that, thanks to legendary priest Father Patrick Peyton, who dedicated his life to using media to spread devotion to the Blessed Mother through the rosary and encourage family prayer. Now, a big part of that was Father Peyton starting Family Theater Productions with its Faith and Family programming. Now, decades later, Family Theater Productions is celebrating its 75th anniversary. Joining Mater Dei Radio this morning, we are honored to talk with the National Director of Family Theater Productions, Father David Guffey. Father, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Happy Easter to you.
Thank you. Happy Easter, David. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to talk to you. And I have to ask you first, just kind of wondering if you ever had a chance to visit Mater Dei Radio Studios, KBVM, when our studios were located at the University of Portland, because I know you have a connection to the University of Portland.
I certainly did. I was there a couple of times, and I think I was interviewed at least twice when I was there for meetings or other things going on. I'm a Holy Cross priest, and the Holy Cross priests are still at the University of Portland. I love Portland, and I always look forward when I can get into town.
Well, you know, I thought so, because when I saw your name, it just really resonated with me. So I had to ask you that question. But that's great. It's wonderful you were able to be there, and now with Family Theater Productions. And you know, I'm just thinking about this. What a legacy for Family Theater Productions, founded in 1947 by Father Peyton, right there, Hollywood, California. And then now here you are today. So just curious, how did you get started with Family Theater Productions?
Well, I'm a Holy Cross priest, so I knew of Father Peyton, and I knew of the work of Family Theater. I had been interested in media work when I went to college. I went to the University of Notre Dame and was on the campus radio station, did a little bit with the campus newspaper. But when I joined the seminary, I thought I was putting that behind me. But I still was really interested in how the church told its story, how the church used media. So at one point, my religious order was encouraging me to study, and I put in a study proposal to study film and television production, and they let me. I came to Los Angeles and went to Loyola Marymount, got an MFA in film production, and when I graduated, it was natural that I would look at family theater, and so I've done it family theater ever since. I graduated in 2008 from LMU. Been here since 2008, national director since 2014.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you've actually hands-on, really, with some of the production.
Absolutely. And I love production. I love the process of making film, but I really love the process of telling stories. We have such a great story to tell in the Catholic Church, and I think a beautiful way to try to tell it. And that's been really exciting to be part of.
Wonderful. We're speaking with Father David Guffey. He is the National Director of Family Theater Productions as they celebrate their 75th anniversary. And when I look at this, Father David, the way I see Father Peyton, just almost kind of being ahead of his time in recognizing the power of the mass media's reach all the way back in the late 40s, and then using real Hollywood celebrities to get the message out. It's really remarkable.
He had an incredible start. He started in Albany, New York, and he started writing letters to bishops, and that went up quite a ways. They were supportive, but he came to realize that the way to get to people's homes and hearts was through mass media, and the mass media of that time was the radio. So he did a few things locally, but really wanted to do a national show. So he came to Los Angeles kind of without knowing anybody, and within 3 months of arriving in Los Angeles, he had a national radio show on the second largest radio network at the time, the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Wow. And so then, as I've watched some of the videos of Father Peyton over time, I mean, he did have real celebrity power that really kind of were gravitating toward him. I see Lucille Ball. There was Jackie Gleason. I'm just trying to think of all of the other people that were involved with that. Jimmy Stewart. I mean, pretty mm-hmm. amazing.
The A-list of Hollywood at the time. And a lot of them were Catholic, and the Catholic actors introduced their non-Catholic actors to Father Peyton. The shows were well-written, and each week was a radio play. So each week was sort of a self-contained drama. And Mutual said you have to have two big stars every show. So it was a constant process of inviting people to be on the show. after the first year, it got easier and easier because there were so many people that were happy to be part of it.
Wow, isn't that something? What do you think it was with Father Peyton? Why did people just be gravitated toward him?
He was a very holy man, and people talk about being in the presence of Father Peyton. Someone who had met Mother Teresa and Father Peyton said that she got the same feeling with both of them, that they were real. When you were with Father Peyton, you really felt that you were in the presence of somebody who's deeply connected to the Lord. Mm. And I think even people who weren't people of faith could feel that. One actor in Hollywood, Raymond Burr, joked that when he'd get a phone call from Father Peyton and he'd hear, "Raymond, I have a favor." And Raymond Burr said, "I just would say yes." Without knowing where it came from or what happened, but I just couldn't say no to the man.
That is fantastic. Well, look at your 75th anniversary. What a legacy. So what are you doing now with Family Theater Productions? What can people look toward? They go to your website. It's familytheater.org. What do you have for them?
We have a couple films out there that are in distribution. We have Pray, the Story of Patrick Peyton, which is the story of Father Patrick. It's on Up TV on their streaming. It'll be on their streaming service coming up. It was just on the cable network and probably will be rebroadcast. We have a great story about a coach from the Northwest of the United States, Rob Selvig. It's called The House That Rob Built. It's a story about a man who dedicated his life to women's sports just after Title IX. And he showed that women's athletics could bring to women what sports had brought to men, confidence, character, community. It's a great show. It's nominated for an Emmy in the Northwest region, so we're really excited about that. And then coming up, we've got a children's animated series based on a Catholic book series. We've got a couple of holiday films, quite a number of other things that we have coming down the pike.
Oh, that is fantastic. Again, familytheater.org is the website address if you want to see what Family Theater Productions is up to, and you can connect with them there. And so anything for you for the future? You still have your hands involved with some of the production work?
Yeah, I feel so blessed. My first love in life is being a priest. I love being a priest, but it's such a grace that I can be a priest and tell the church's story in this way too, through film and audio.
Do you ever look for new talent? Are you promoting that as well if people want to get involved really hands-on with Family Theater Productions?
We're always looking for gifted filmmakers and storytellers, so absolutely. And our website, there's a place to click called Collaborate With Us that if people are interested in that.
Fantastic. It's Father David Guffey. He is the National Director of Family Theater Productions as they celebrate their 75th anniversary. I'm kind of envious because I see you're going to be doing an event at the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood next week. I've been there before. What a place.
Yeah, and it's the ballroom that we're using is the site of the first Academy Awards.
Yep, I saw that.
In the 1920s. So it should be a fun evening. And you know, what I'm really excited about is a lot of the Catholics and faith-based filmmakers of the area are going to be there. So it'll be a celebration of family theater, but with our colleagues and collaborators who really want to make great content for the world.
Just wonderful. Father David Guffey, National Director of Family Theater Productions, celebrating their 75th anniversary. What a legacy. Father David, great to talk with you, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see you in person again when you're in Portland.
I look forward to that. God bless you, David.
All right. God bless you as well.